This is a podcast from Newstalk Radio 710 WOR. You never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
Who's behind this conspiracy? Once again, ask the question, who has the most to gain? People in high places, their names would astound you. People in low places, concealing their activities. People in all walks of life, left-wing and right-wing, students and scholars, a conspiracy of such ominous proportion that we will never, never know the whole story.
Sunday night, and this is the place to be, WOR 710. You're listening to Taxi Dave's radio show, and guess who I am? I get my license. Hey, I'm Taxi Dave, and we're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. And Frank Finizzi is with us.
Hey, David, how are you?
All right. And Frank and I are broadcasting from the beautiful Melrose Studios in Briarwood, Queens, right off the beautiful Van Wyck Expressway. That's right. Open the windows and breathe the fumes, especially in the summertime. But it's not summertime. It's actually the last Sunday of 2014, right? And just a few days before New Year's. Hey, Frank, you going to make any New Year's resolutions?
I'm working on my list right now. I think I'm on page number three.
I'm working on my 2013 resolution.
Finishing them or documenting them?
Documenting what I didn't do. So, Melrose Credit Union is our sponsor, and you can get there from here. You know, there's a lot of tourists in town. Everyone comes into New York City Christmas time to go shopping, to go to Rockefeller Center, look at the Christmas tree. I got to tell you something, because it really bothers me when I see tourists hailing yellow cabs that have passengers in them. And how do you know there are passengers in them, even though you can't look in the car? Because the roof light is not on. When the roof light is illuminated, the vehicle is available, okay? When the roof light is off, when there are no lights on the roof light, it's not vacant. There's somebody in there. Okay, so there you go, tourists, if you're in a cab right now. Now, you learned something, because every year there's new people coming to New York. Everyone in the world wants to come to New York City, and I'm proud to have this radio show, because the New York City taxi industry is the best in the world as well. Now, New Year's is coming. We got to watch out for DWIs, all right? If you're going to parties, which you probably will, take a cab, have a designated driver. Well, that's unlikely. Just take a cab. You'll be better off. Tonight we're going to talk about a number of issues. The Port Authority, the TSA airport worker who is stealing money out of luggage. Uber is now charging an additional $2 for Uber T. An editorial in the Daily News about Uber. 1930s technology is moving 6 million people a day. 30-cent surcharge is going to start soon. Hey, a bus driver was arrested. You know what? A bus driver was arrested. That's amazing. And he was arrested under the Vision Zero provision of failing to yield to a pedestrian. So our phone number here is 800-321-0710. If you want to talk about anything I just briefly mentioned, and then we'll get into it, you know. 800-321-0710. Our email address is taxihail@AOL.com, and I will read your emails over the air. Just keep them clean, folks. Frank.
Cleanliness is next to godliness.
There you go. So what had happened was bus drivers actually refused to leave their depots to protest that arrest of Reginald Prescott. He was driving in East Flatbush, and he struck a 78-year-old person who died at the scene. And, you know, the police said that, you know, the driver was devastated, but they put handcuffs on him, you know, at the hospital. And he was charged with failing to yield to a pedestrian. Now, under Vision Zero, it increases that violation to a misdemeanor. You know, even the arresting officer said, you know, this is ridiculous, but we have orders, and we have to follow them. It should be noted that there's a 14% drop in bus accidents in 2014, just to let you know. Okay? So, there you go. The Port Authority, did you pay any tolls? We had 98 million people traveling, okay, this week. 98 million people, that's like a third of America, traveling more than 50 miles. And chances are, if you drove, you had to pay tolls. One of the most expensive tolls in the country is the George Washington Bridge. They bang you for $15. Yeah, one way it's free. If you happen to be going to Jersey, no offense to Jersey, Frank, you know,
and it,
but
listen,
most
it
people
should,
would rather go to New York.
It should be free coming into New Jersey. I think Christie should personally be standing on the bridge, handing everyone a couple of dollars every time you enter the state.
Well, they should. I mean, we've talked about this before, that the Port Authority gives the governors of New York and New Jersey over $900 million in discretionary funds. Now, something happened. Okay, something happened at Christmas Eve. The governors of New York and New Jersey, they rejected a bill that would have curbed political interference and patronage at the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. Okay, and that's just a year after the closings of the George Washington Bridge set off the scandal. Well, Governor Cuomo of New York announced his veto of the bill just hours before midnight. Okay, the deadline of even though there was bipartisan support, I mean, that's unheard of. You have everybody in support of more transparency, curbing political interference, and the governor vetoes it. I mean, Assemblywoman Valerie Huddle said it's appalling and it's disappointing. You know, and she sponsored the bill in Trenton. She also said the governors crossed party lines to obstruct it. Hey, Frank, can you take over for a second?
Sure.
Hello?
Now, while David's answering a couple of emails from people who are pretty bent out of shape of what's going on at the George Washington Bridge. I mean, it's you've got the true sense of the. Of the Christmas season and holiday season for all of us when you've got governors kind of stepping out of the way and not participating in the spirit of the holidays and vetoing this bill. It literally just goes to show you whose best interest is at heart. And you know, like David said, listen, we're all major contributors to the tolls for all the bridges and crossings. Listen, I know I do it, and it's funny, I kind of blocked that out of my mind. And I'm sure most people don't block it out because some people may be traveling over these crossings more than others. But like most people who are out there, excuse me, over the holidays, you know, I paid my contribution to tolls. I traveled with my wife and family to go visit other family members, you know, during the course of the holiday. And I did not even think when I took the George Washington Bridge, it didn't even dawn on me that it was $15. And I got to tell you, although it took me an hour to go across that bridge, so when you think an hour, $15, yeah, it was cost effective for me. It's not as enjoyable as people think. You would think for $15 they get.
And I got to remind everybody of something else, Frank. You know, and I want to remind you also, Governor Cuomo and Governor Christie both faced federal inquiries right now. Okay? Christie's being investigated regarding the lane closures at the George Washington Bridge, and Governor Cuomo of New York's facing federal charges about his dismantling of the Moreland Commission. Ironically enough, that was a state ethics panel, And, you know, allegedly when they started getting close to stuff and started asking of the governor's staff things, he did away with it and said, okay, we're done. So Richard Brodsky, who's a former Democrat assemblyman from Westchester, said, real reform gets buried on Christmas weekend. And that's how you raise tolls, folks, okay? And keep $900 million in discretionary funding for yourself. $900 million in discretionary funding. No wonder people want to be governors. And that's just from the MTA. My gosh. MTA can do whatever the heck they want because their tentacles reach out. Let's take a call. Charbel, you're up live on Taxi Days Radio Show.
Happy New Year, gentlemen. I would like to talk about...
Don't sound so happy.
Okay. I'm not. Not really. we would like to talk about the 30 cents. It's not my job to collect 30 cents. And to pay for the handicap organizations. It's a state job.
All right, let me tell everybody what you're talking about. Let me tell everybody what the 30 cents is first, okay, so they understand. We don't want people switching radio stations, all right? Now, everyone knows what yellow cabs are. You get in. Starting January 1st at midnight, they're going to have a 30-cent surcharge. It's called an improvement surcharge. And the 30 cents is going to be added to each trip in a yellow cab and also in those green SHL cabs. And it's going to be used towards the city getting a goal of 50% wheelchair accessibility in the taxi fleet, you know, over the next 5 years. So that's what the 30 cents is going to be used for. So I'm sorry, Charbel, so you're saying it's not your job to collect it?
Correct. It's a state job to take care of the handy people, you know. And what the state they can do, they can go after the restaurants, bars, hotels, double-decker buses, Broadway shows, airplane. They should make them pay surcharge to help them out, too. Everyone wants to have any stupid idea, they got to come after the taxi business, the taxi fleet, the taxi owner. What do you think? Do we have printing? We do print money there. We do work very hard for less money right now.
You don't print money?
I was hoping it was you.
You know, in the past, I did sue the city for the health care, and I did one. I did win that lawsuit. I'm willing to do another lawsuit against 30 cents on behalf of the drivers and the fleet.
Wow.
That's, yes, sir.
That's certainly making news. That's right. You were one of the people in that lawsuit to sue against the 6 cents for health care that wasn't health care. I'm still trying to figure that one out. And you won.
That's right.
You're saying, well, I won not taking 6 cents from every fare. Why should they take 30 cents for every fare? Well,
that's right. They're cutting back on our tips. You know, and I know exactly who's behind that big match, the 30 cents. I know exactly that person.
Oh, you do?
Yes, sir. I can't mention his name on the radio.
Okay, so it's not a female. It's a male.
No, correct.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for listening to Taxi Days Radio Show and giving us your point of view on the 30-cent surcharge to all yellow cabs in New York City and green car cabs starting January 1st. No, the driver's not robbing you for 30 more cents. It's legal, and that's just the way it is. It was voted on. And let's see. This article here about Uber, this editorial in the Daily News today. It's interesting that Uber now has 12,000 drivers in New York City. And the editorial says, Uber's dominance demands better behavior because Uber has often acted with the who-gives-a-damn arrogance of a high-tech insurgent rather than with the responsibility demanded of a common carrier. I think that's true. Unless the company starts responding to legitimate concerns and stops fighting the most minimal oversight, New York's regulatory zealots will demand that Uber play by the rules that govern the city's weakening fleet of yellow cabs. For example, why must yellow cabs have bulletproof partitions? Do Uber cars have? But not Uber cars. Or why must half of yellow taxis accommodate wheelchairs by 2020, but not any Uber cars? Now, we've spoken about this on the show, Frank. You know, here we go. Yellow cabs, there's going to be a 30-cent surcharge, right? We have to have 50% accessibility. I don't know if the disabled community is happy with that. I mean, 50% is better than nothing. It's a good thing for those who need to get around. You call 311 and a car will come. Have you ever been a passenger in an inaccessible car? Have you ever driven an accessible taxi, if you're a taxi driver? You know, what do you prefer? Do you prefer a hybrid? Do you prefer a smaller car? Some people might think it's too boxy, too noisy. I don't know. Well, some people might say, regardless of that, it doesn't mean anything. It's the spirit and it's doing the right thing. Also in the editorial, it says, just Wednesday, Uber added a $2 fee to those seeking to hail a regular yellow cab through its app, disingenuously claiming the sum was on behalf of drivers who get none of it. Wow. Wow. And, of course, they suggested exposing the personal lives of journalists who probed the company. And New York's general manager used the capacity to track a journalist who was late to a meeting. So there you go in the editorial today, telling Uber to grow up. No, not throw up. That's New Year's Eve. Grow up. Okay. Oh, there we go. So we just got our first email in. Uber is allowed to have any contract it wants with its drivers, but taxi owners in New York City have to follow a book of rules when it comes to contracts with its drivers. That's from G. Singh. Thank you, Mr. Singh, or Mrs. Singh. Appreciate that. Our email address is taxihail@AOL.com, and our phone number is 800-321-0710. Here we go. Fasten your seatbelts, folks. Let's take a call from Clem.
Yes, I want to talk about the taxi commission, but I heard on the radio that Uber is banned, and they named the countries, many countries, banning Uber. And a former passenger of Uber told me that the driver raised the fare twice during the trip. He said he had to raise the fare because of extra traffic. Now, what I want to talk to you about is this. The commissioner said on your radio program that she was going to suspend the $300 fines if a cab driver goes to a red light and gets caught on camera for the first offense, $600 for the second offense. She says she's going to suspend that until January. Well, let me tell you something. I predict if she starts this again, she will wind up like Jay Tour, okay? A convicted felon, I remember. Now, also, the
how does that work?
How does what work?
Shut off your radio and just shut off your radio. How can you say something like that?
What? Radio's off. She said on your program that the suspension, $300 fines and $600 fines within 18 months, and a suspension for 30 days the third time and the fourth time revocation. If cab driver
right,
gets a
she said they weren't going to give summonses up through January, through December 31st for the red light summonses.
I want her because it bothers me when anybody is persecuted. I had a former relative, a son-in-law. He was in the taxi industry, so that's what first got me interested in this. Now, on the area of the horse-drawn carriages, a veterinarian said that it's healthier for these animals to live longer if they get the exercise that they get. It's just like she said, if they get rid of these horse-drawn carriages, they will not live as long as if they would stay on the streets. Also, what about the stupid suspending drivers north and southbound lanes for the Central Park. That's crazy. But the kamikaze-type drivers of bikes, they're allowed to drive with no insurance. It's unbelievable what the damage is doing to people when they can't get a penny of insurance. And if they're so interested in safety, why is it all right for the bike riders not to wear helmets, but they got squads of two and three taxi inspectors lying in wait for to see a seatbelt violation for a medallion cabbie? See, this is pure hypocrisy. And they don't give jaywalking tickets because they say it's easy to collect fines from a motorist than it is for a jaywalker. This is New York. 400,000 people flee commie-type New York for other states. And it's going to backfire. You know why? Because more and more people under de Blasio will vote Republican. They will move not to a sanctuary city. They will move to a Republican-run state. My son pays $300 a year for $300,000.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Clem Show. I mean, Taxi Dave's radio show. Clem, I got to thank you for calling in. You're an emotional, passionate speaker. Unfortunately, we got to take a hard break right now. And when we come back, we will take some more phone calls. You know, Clem has a lot to say. And I'm glad he listens, and I'm glad he calls in and speaks his voice. Our phone number here is 800-321-0710. Our email address is taxihale@aol.com. I'm Taxi Dave. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Stay tuned for more Taxi Inside. Taxi Dave's radio show.
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
She honked that horn, you know. She began to stop her bit. Come get my baby. Getting back around the block. I'm getting down a beauty shop. And get my hair styled. Don't you stop me talking. I'll tell everything I know. I'm gonna bring her this peanut butter, baby. But somebody's got to go.
Sunday night, it's 8:25, you're listening to Taxi Dave's radio show, and I'm Taxi Dave, at least I think I am. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here, and we're broadcasting from the state-of-the-art Melrose Studios out in Briarwood, Queens, the home of Melrose Credit Union. Not too much else out there, you know? What can I tell you? Mike's been holding on for a long time, so let's take a call from Mike, and then we'll do some more talking. Yeah, thanks for calling Taxi Dave's radio show.
Good evening, David, and happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you.
You're welcome. David, the commissioner, I'm not going to criticize the mayor because he's been busy with all the demonstrations. So, but I'm going to go to the commissioner of the TLC, Ms. Mira Joshi, who appeared on your show or came to your show a few times, and she promised that she was going to make enforcement, and we're going to see the result of the enforcement on the street, and that will benefit the taxi industry. The year has finished, and we didn't see any enforcement. There are more than ever gypsy cars on the road. Green cars are working Manhattan, and if anybody was working today and yesterday, they saw them. In fact, there is a hotel on Waverly Place at McDougal. There's always two or three green cabs parked in the hotel loading and unloading zone, and they constantly pick up from their passengers. So I like to ask Ms. Joshi, where is your enforcement? The year finished. And you're going to see our income, the cab driver's income, is way down. In fact, I was checking on the computer my 50 cents. I'm almost $400 down this quarter, where normally this quarter is the heaviest for us when we pay that 50 cents to the MTA. And I like to know, is this designed? We didn't do anything against the TLC. We invested our lives in the industry, whether we are cab owners or we are drivers.
Well, first of all, why don't you repeat that address again where you see green cars picking up at a hotel? Where is that?
You know, at the corner of Washington Square Park, that's where it changes from Washington Square North to Waverly Place.
Yep.
And McDougal, there's a hotel over there. And the green cabs always park in the hotel loading and unloading zone, and they're picking up. I don't see any police. I don't see any PLC over there doing anything. The green cabs are picking constantly on the street today, all day long, picking up people without putting their meter on.
Well, the good news is that the Taxi and Limousine Commission listens to this radio show, you know, so if I'm a bad boy, I can be reprimanded. But there's nothing like callers calling in, speaking their mind. Obviously, you're in the industry, and, you know, things affect you. You know, you said you gave your life to this industry. Why don't you just tell our listeners a little bit about what you mean by that statement also? I mean, why are you so upset with everything? What did you put into your life, into this yellow taxi industry?
Look, I bought medallion.
You're breaking up. If it doesn't stop, I'm going to have to cut you off.
I.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mike. I appreciate it. But you were breaking up. We can't go on. Obviously, another passionate caller. You know, he sounds like he's been in the industry for a very long time. And he's like, hey, you know, he wants a level playing field also. He wants enforcement. Hey, here's a place where there are green cars picking up illegally. You know, stop them. I paid a lot of money for a medallion. I've been working for years. I've been supporting the city. The city's a partner with me, and you let these guys just do what they want? Okay, I understand this point of view. Another little story in the newspaper. A security screener at Kennedy Airport was convicted of stealing $10,000 in cash from passengers. Now, you know the Transportation Security Administration officers. You know, they eye you up and down. They look to see if you're nervous. You go through the x-ray machines. You take your shoes off. You know, they go through the little box where your shoes are and everything from your pockets. Well, in a couple of cases, she actually took luggage from people and gave it back. And in one case, there was $6,000 missing. In another case, a purse. She took the purse, was told there's $4,000 in cash in here, we just want you to know. And when the person got it back, the $4,000 was missing, and she accused the person's stealing it from his own mother, the person's son. So anyway, there have been complaints, and that worker obviously no longer works there and was convicted of stealing $10,000. That's not an alleged. So, you know, you got to be careful, obviously. I mean, you know, where are you supposed to put, if you take cash, why would they take cash anyway? That's stupid. Just stick a debit card in your pocket, right?
It wasn't my bag, David.
Well, that I know. That I know. Before I got a couple of emails here. Once again, our phone number is 800-321-0710. Our email address is taxihail@aol.com. I will read a couple of emails. But first, let's take a call from Lenny. You're live on Taxi Days Radio Show.
Yes, hi, Dave. Thank you for taking my call. Happy New Year. I'm an owner of the Medallion. I'm not a driver. I bought it several years back at a little bit less than $750. I know that the city was trying to sell 47 medallions, and they weren't able to do it. And here's my question. Who in their right mind would go out and spend money on either yellow or green medallion at this point where Uber is completely killing the value? Just your opinion. I want to hear your opinion.
My opinion? Mm-hmm. My opinion is very similar to what I read in the Daily News, and it's not a secret. I mean, here we have 30-cent surcharges, which our drivers have to collect to become accessible. Okay? Right now, right. There are over 600 accessible yellow taxi cabs on the road. Soon to be 6,000 yellow taxi cabs on the road that are wheelchair accessible. There's not one today that's a hybrid, that's fuel efficient, the kind of car that drivers like to drive because they save money. There's not one that's, more comfortable, okay, then, because most accessible vehicles are not as comfortable as non-accessible vehicles. And the point is, you have a company valued at $40 billion that doesn't have to add a surcharge for accessibility, and that doesn't have even one accessible car. And accessible, I mean wheelchair accessible vehicle on the road. Why not? If I'm someone in a wheelchair, okay, I want to be able to call Uber and get a wheelchair accessible car. So, you know, that's one difference. It's not fair. And so there's the so-called level playing field, or at least one of the issues with the so-called level playing field. Okay? You really get my fur up when it comes to stuff like this. They talked about, in the Daily News, they talked about partitions. I don't know if you like the partition or don't. Do you like the partition in your cab? Do you have one?
I don't drive it, so I can't tell you that. As a passenger, I'm completely indifferent. But I came from Barcelona. I went there on vacation. Uber is banned there. And I don't understand what the...
Hear that, Clem? Clem, they're banned there.
I don't know what TLC is thinking about, but the thing is, they're not collecting as much money from them as they collect from selling the medallions. And basically, as an owner, I see my investment is going down the toilet completely. It's going to be maybe in another 2-3 years, it's going to be completely worthless. And it's a shame.
Well,
it was my retirement plan.
A lot has to be done. There's no doubt about it. You know, one of the things that has to be done is, I think people are getting fed up with Uber. You know, you read about all the bad press they get. They do have an arrogance about them. There's no doubt about it. You know, after this broadcast, I'll probably be, you know, be followed or whatever, however they do it electronically by Uber. But the point, you know, the point is that, you know, it's unfair. People went to auctions recently and bought an accessible medallion for $1 million. The city gets that. What happens to that money? That money helps pay for your teachers, helps pay for the police officers who defend this city, helps pay, keep firehouses open. Okay? It was part of the budget. And now you're saying, well, you know, okay, well, just let Uber do what they're supposed to do, you know, without much oversight. You know, they're acting as a black car base when it's convenient, though they were approved as an e-hail provider. If they're e-hail, and they are e-hail provider, you know, then damn it, they should be under the same rules as the yellow cabs. And they do fight everything. You know, now there's a $2 surcharge that the editorial says was going to the drivers, but it doesn't go to the drivers. You know, obviously, not every driver is happy with Uber. Some of them went on strike not too long ago because they weren't getting the money they were supposed to get. You know, you drive a yellow cab, you're taking a geography test, an English proficiency test, okay, a rules test. Get an Uber, you don't have to speak English, you don't have to know where you're going. I don't know how they train internally, but there are dozens of Uber drivers who end up at the taxi schools after they get complaints internally. The guy took me the wrong way. The guy took me the long way. The guy didn't know where he was going. Oh, yeah, there's good drivers in every segment, but there's bad drivers, many more bad drivers, I would say, in the Uber section because, let's just put it like this, the yellow cab drivers are the gold standard. We're held to a higher standard. And the other guys get to do whatever they want. We have regulations, you know, I don't know how many regulations there are. There are so many. And they were all rewritten. Where are the Uber regulations for technological, okay, e-hails? And what they can't do, and the equality. You know, we're supposed to be, there's supposed to be equality. There should be legal equality. Now, you talked also about, you know, the green permits. Well, I got news for you. There was an article this week that the sale of those out-of-borough SHL permits, they've been very sluggish. They sold 1,200 out of 6,000 of the CAP permits this year. Now, Alan Frumberg from the TLC, who's their spokesman and a great guy, he was quoted in the newspaper as saying sales aren't comparable to the first round because the new pool of buyers consists of fewer industry drivers and because the cost of the permits has doubled to as much as $3,000. Frumberg added, the new wheelchair accessible mandates that only apply to the second batch of greens make sales more challenging, but that the biggest hurdle has already been surpassed. Okay, so green cars have to be wheelchair accessible because they take street hails. If Uber's doing electronic street hails, how come they don't have to be 50% accessible? Tell me that. Why not? Are you against it? Then speak out and tell me you're against it. Go ahead. Take on the disabled community. That's a nice position to be in, huh? Oh, we don't want to help the disabled. No, we shouldn't be 50% accessible. Only the yellow should be. And Lenny's justifiably upset. Lenny, thanks for listening to Taxi Dave's radio show and getting my blood pressure up. I do appreciate it. Sergio, you're next on Taxi Dave's radio show.
Hey, Taxi Dave, how's it going?
All right, my friend.
Happy
Shut
New
off
Year.
Your radio. Shut off your radio.
It is off. Hold on 1 second. Let me get this Bluetooth off. Hey, Dave.
Yes.
Why don't we talk? You know, I can appreciate that everyone's a little bit uptight about this Uber thing and the 50 cents and the 30 cents and Uber doesn't have. I understand all that. This isn't anything new. This isn't anything new. There's 3,000 bases, community bases, in about 3,000 bases in New York, and none of these bases have wheelchair accessible cabs, or they never had. The TLC has never enforced or put any regulation on these bases, who are the ones that should have the wheelchair cabs because they could probably serve the communities that they're in a little better. Anyway, I don't know why we're talking so much about.
Aha! You may be right, Sergio. You may be right. But only the yellow cabs get the honor.
Exactly. But this is not something new. This is what I'm saying. We should have been protesting this from the beginning. And now that it's on top of us, now everyone is all of a sudden, everyone has woken up. Another thing is, listen, I work my medallion by myself. I don't have a driver. I go out every day and I make my change that I need to make to make my payments. I haven't missed a payment in 15 years. I can understand that there's a lot of people nervous, or my investment, this and that. I just don't get it, you know? I mean, I go out there every day. I make the money. These last few weeks have been a little hard. They're always hard. Christmas, the weather has been nice. The tourists are walking around. All New Yorkers are out of New York. The people that take cabs. I mean, what's going on, this panic and this sense of urgency? You had a guest a couple of weeks ago that said that the TLC, we should have a New York City app. I agree. Maybe we should start doing that for the future because it's going to take a little while to develop. And he said that the idea was to put it through the PIP, through our machines here in the cab. I thought that was a great idea. I think it's a great idea. But it's, you know, when 8 o'clock in the morning hits and you're on your phone trying to get a yellow cab because all the cabs are busy and you can't get one, guess what? Uber is doing surcharge. So if you're dumb enough to pay $32 for the $8 fare, then that's what you're doing. I don't know. I just don't get it. How is it that they're going to clobber? How is it that they're just going to annihilate the 14,000 yellow cabs that we have? I think our number one enemy, you know who's our number one enemy? Is the green cab. It's the green cab. Why? because Uber is just a car based here in New York. They're a worldwide company, but they're just a base here in New York, working like every other base. Why is it that all of a sudden they have 12, the numbers don't even add up, 12,000 drivers. They have part-time drivers that work for bases, and then when it's surcharged, they go over to Uber, or they're checking all of a sudden. Listen, let's stop this already. There's no unity in the yellow cab industry, which is the reason why the CLC gets away with everything they do. There's no unity. The owners think that the drivers' problems are not their problems. The independent medallion owners, instead of getting together and contributing $20 or $30 every week, 6,000, I don't know how many independent cab owners there are, 6,000 contributing $20, $30, $40, $50 a week. In a year, we'll have enough money to fight and get a couple of lawsuits against the TLC and stop all this nonsense that they just keep stepping all over us. We have investments now that are worth a good amount of money. We should defend it. We should try to get together. If we don't have unity, I can't fight the TLC by myself. But let me tell you, if there was 2,000 or 3,000 of us, we could fight the TLC. We could fight the TLC. All this nonsense that's going on. And I'm just, you know, I lose my train of thought because I'm so upset. And I just don't want to hear any more of this Uber nonsense. Let's get the apps. Let's do this. Let's do that. Uber is going to wipe itself out. It's going to be another Amazon. They're never going to make a dollar. They have a lot of revenue. All this revenue belongs to the drivers.
Are you making a living driving your yellow cab? I mean, are you making as much now as you did last year before Uber expanded?
I make the same amount of money. I haven't noticed any drop in my income at all, Dave, okay? I haven't missed a payment. I've never missed a payment. I take care. I have 6 children. I take care of my stuff, and I drive my cab by myself.
Man, you've been busy.
I drive by myself.
You're busy working, and you're very busy at home as well. Well, let me ask you what you think about. I'm going to read this email I just got from a Mr. Gulcharan. I wonder how the green cabs are going to feel now that Uber is no longer throwing them any more free rides. Do they think that customers will pay a $2 booking fee to Uber for sending a taxi to their destination? I think not. Do you remember Halo? They tried that, and now they're not even operating in the United States. I've spoken to many Greenboro cab drivers, and they've told me that since June, their business is down at least 50%. As a matter of fact, they say most of their business comes from Uber. There are hardly enough street hails for them to make a living, and they have to poach fares from areas that medallion cabs already served, such as Astoria, Brooklyn Heights, Park Slope, and Manhattan. Several drivers say they don't even hire the meter in order to avoid the MTA tax and income reporting. So expect to see more green cabs trying to steal our fares in exclusionary zones. We all know that the see nothing, do nothing, too. TLC is going to allow this to illegal poaching affairs to continue. Sincerely, Raymond Gulcharan. What do you have to say to that, Sergio?
I agree totally. But the customer, if you call Uber and they send a green cab who has a meter, and let's say it's a surcharge time, why are you going to take that green cab if he should be picking you up anyway on the street and just charging you for the regular fare? I just don't understand it. I just don't understand it. Another thing, my last point. If the green cabs were created to serve the outer boroughs, to serve the areas that the yellow cab does not serve, why are they on 116th Street? Since when is 116th Street and Broadway or 96th Street and Fifth Avenue not a served area that the yellow cabs didn't serve? I can understand maybe above 135th Street, 125th Street, maybe all the way across the river. We have to get this line. As soon as you put this at 125th Street and you stop the green cabs from picking up below 125th Street, a lot of these drivers that went over...
The sad truth is, in the outer boroughs, in Brooklyn, in Queens, the neighborhoods that need the green cabs the most don't get them. Every single councilman, assembly person in New York State, all of them, hey, our car services, they're all going to turn green. You know, we want street hails. Well, how come you're not green? How come you're not green? They said 18,000 isn't going to be enough. We need 18,000. The next 6,000 have been on sale since July. July to August, September, October, November, December. In 5 months, they've sold 1,200. Okay, very, very nice. You're absolutely right. The purpose of the green cars, the SHL street hail liveries, was to service areas not serviced by yellow cabs. And it's just not happening, folks. It's just not happening. Mike at JFK, thanks for listening to Taxi Days Radio Show. You're live.
Yes, well, first of all, I nominate Sergio for Phone Caller of the Year. That was great. That was really great perspective, A to Z. So thank you, Sergio, wherever you are. And also, I just like to say with the green car thing, what they do is as soon as they get below 110 or below 96th Street and 5th Avenue, they put the meter on, because I've seen many, many times, my friend, a green car with $43 on the meter. And let me tell you, you ain't getting no $43 fare.
Are you saying they keep the meter on?
Yes, that's what they do. That's the new scam. They, as soon as they hit the line at 110 and Broadway or hit the line at 96th Street and 5th Avenue, they push the meter, put the time off, and they just tell the passenger to pay the difference between what they get in and when they get out. Because the passengers don't know what the hell's going on. They think it's just a cab with a meter. And that's the new scam. And they ain't working the Bronx. They ain't working Brooklyn. They're all squashed in the Manhattan running a game. So Sergio's on point A to Z with that whole scenario.
All right. And Sergio, and the other thing, I love yeah. passionate callers. And
he's yeah.
passionate.
Well, speaking of passion, I caught a nice little bit of information on the Internet. Apparently, the Philadelphia taxi guys are filing a lawsuit against Uber under the... And they're saying that the RICO, and we're not talking about Peter Lorre RICO, we're talking about federal prison RICO, as far as violating the RICO statutes for racketeering. And I'm saying, what the heck are our guys doing? Why are our guys silent? It's like we got like five guys fighting the good fight, and everybody else wants to be a big shot on TV, but they don't do the word I can't say on the radio.
I'm glad you didn't say it.
Yeah, maybe next year is my resolution. But anyway, you guys got a great show here. My compliments to the chef. Dave, you're doing a great job. Can I say my friend's website on the air, the guy who we've been posting some stuff? Am I allowed to say
that?
By
all means, go ahead.
It's www.nyctaxinews.com, www.nyctaxinews.com. And if for nothing else, you get to see Dave Pollack's smiling face, front and center, as soon as you get that first page up. So happy New Year to everybody. Frankie, I know you're out there. So just a happy New Year, A to Z. Happy everything to everyone.
All right. Happy Kwanzaa to you, too.
Happy Kwanzaa to everyone. Bye-bye.
NYCTaxiNews.com. Actually, if you didn't get the December edition of the Taxi Insider newspaper, you can get it at NYCTaxiNews.com. You know, it's there. And I think you'll read my editorial, and I think Sergio will like it, for one. Anyway. Okay. Let's take, before I read some emails, let me just give out the number again. 800-321-0710. TaxiHail@AOL.com is our email address. And David, you're next on Taxi Dave's radio show.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Okay, man.
All right. I got two questions for you. One, what do you think about what Eric Schneiderman, is it Eric, the New York Attorney General, did by writing TLC a letter and saying, you know, the app drivers, they were going to limit the app drivers to one base, but he then wrote them a letter and said, no, don't do that? I mean, that seemed really crazy to me. Like who's talking to him to tell them? Since when does the Attorney General write the TLC a letter? Okay. Number two, isn't using a phone as a meter, which is what Uber is that not illegal? Is it not only medallions that are allowed to do that? Those are my questions. What do you think?
Well, let me enlighten you. I'm glad you asked about the Attorney General's letter to the Taxi and Limousine Commission. Unprecedented. What most people don't know is his chief of staff. That's right. The Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman, his chief of staff is a guy by the name of Michael Lasher. And Michael Lasher used to run the show for a guy by the name of Michael Bloomberg. You kind of see where I'm going, David?
Sure. Absolutely. I mean, it was outrageous. I mean, when does the Attorney General write the TLC a letter saying, don't regulate these guys? He wrote them a letter? You know what I mean? I mean, that's crazy.
So, in, you know, there are allegedly Bloomberg has invested in Uber. Allegedly, Bloomberg had threatened to put this yellow taxi industry out of business once he leaves office. And definitely is a fact, Michael Lasher works for our Attorney General in New York State, who used to run the show for Michael Bloomberg at City Hall. Okay, and did his lobbying upstate, and so that's that. And as far as a meter, using, you know, yellow cabs, the meters in yellow cabs fall under the weights and measures in New York State. The rules are made by the weights and measures in New York State, and they're enforced in New York City annually by a mile run. That's right, folks. Every meter in every cab in New York City goes for a mile run annually. And if you're a few feet short, guess what? You got a major problem. Who monitors the phone? Some say GPS is better. GPS is a perfected way of measuring distances. Others say, well, it's not. You know, there could be a 10, 20 feet difference. Or, you know, what if it blips out? Or, I mean, with the peaks and the valleys, you know, it's not a constant. Let's say it's only 10 or 20 feet. Doesn't sound like much, right? But if it's at that point where their phone clicks to the next, you know, the next level, the next 50 cents or the next dollar, and you multiply that by 20 million fares, they should be under weights and measures. Somebody should be taking a look at that. You're absolutely right, David. I agree with you. 100%.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
you want them to know my feelings? Those are my feelings.
Did they change the rule that specifically says you can just use GPS now? Did they actually do that? Is that how they're allowing the phones to be used as a meter?
No. The way it works is this. Even though Uber was an e-hail, they turned into a black car base, or bases. Five black car bases, I think one livery base. And once you become a base, the way you charge people is you submit to the Taxi and Limousine Commission your highest fares. That's what you do. And you can go anywhere below that. So what Uber did was, using the loophole and their arrogance, once again, they chose such a price that was so high, nobody ever thought they would charge that much, hence surge pricing 9.8 times, and they can charge anything they want below that. Doesn't make a difference.
But how do they calculate it? Don't they do it? Isn't it a running meter? It's not a running meter?
It runs like the meter, unless there's a surcharge, unless it's surge pricing where it's two times or three times. They have waiting time on their phones. They have mileage on their phones. Yes. It works like a meter. But it's not regulated by anybody. And it should be. I mean, what's in the best interest of the public? Right?
Isn't that the law, though, Dave? Isn't it the law you can't use a taxi meter unless you have a medallion? Is that not a law in the books?
I don't know if you can't use a taxi meter unless you have a medallion, but you certainly must have a taxi meter if you have a medallion. You know? And once again, here's another example of an unlevel playing field. Now, there's plenty of people who like Uber. But right now we have to take a break. You listen to the Taxi Days radio show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. We're broadcasting from the beautiful Melrose Studios out in Briarwood, Queens. Thank you all for listening to the Taxi Days radio show. We'll be right back with more callers and more Taxi Dave talk.
Are you a lucky little lady in the city of life?
Seriously. Why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
No, she can't take your mind and leave. I know it's just a
you're driving, take it easy. You're listening to Taxi Days Radio Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. We got about a minute left. What could I tell you? Let's just do 30 seconds with our next caller, whoever that is. Noah, hook us up. Let's go. Mr. Juan, you're next.
Hey, this is Ewan, not Juan. I'm okay. Sorry, bud.
Ewan, you got 20 seconds left.
I'm an Uber customer. I use Uber because I live in New Jersey. It is a $40 Uber versus a $60 cab. That's why I use Uber. That's why consumers use Uber. That's why we love Uber. I'm sorry. Cabs ain't going to win if Uber is cheaper.
Okay, that's the way to go. Well, as of now in New York City, they're not cheaper. They're $2 more. What could I tell you? I want to thank you, Yuan, for listening to Taxi Days Radio Show and for calling in. I got to thank all our callers tonight. You ran the show tonight, callers, and you can do that every Sunday night between 8 and 9 on WOR 710, Taxi Days Radio Show. I'm Taxi Dave. Frank Finizia, thank you so much for your participation once again, my friend. I do appreciate it. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. And I got to go now. Hey, taxi!
You've been listening to a podcast from News Talk Radio 710 WOR.